Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, March 20th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School Board holding special meeting budget study session. San Luis Obispo County firefighters honored for outstanding service. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting will be held Tuesday, March 24th. Prior to the regular meeting, the board will conduct a special session regarding its budget. Staff will present information related to the basic budgeting cycle, and the board will review enrollment trends, mandated expenditures, and the status of Measure M, as well as the next steps to approving the next fiscal year budget. The special session will be held at 5 p.m. before the board enters closed session for its regular meeting at 6. In the regular meeting, the board will consider the purchase of Chromebooks for TK through second grade students and respective charging carts for the classrooms. The special meeting regarding the budget will be in person only with no broadcast available. For the regular session, you can attend in person or watch online. Paso Robles High School varsity cheer team is holding a fundraiser this Easter season, helping to bring a morning surprise for children and families. The cheer team will be filling yards with colorful plastic eggs filled with candy and small toy items, helping families create a ready-made Easter egg hunt. Families can choose several package options ranging from 25 to 100 eggs scattered in their front yard, backyard, or both, or request the eggs to be delivered to the front door for those who prefer to hide the eggs themselves. The fundraiser proceeds will go to the varsity cheer team's participation in UCA Cheer Camp, representing Paso Robles High School at high competitive levels. Orders must be submitted by April 1st at 8 p.m. The order form can be found online. For more information, you can also contact PRHS Director of Sport Cheer, Cody Wilsusen, at 805-769-1500. San Luis Obispo County firefighters honored for outstanding service. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. San Luis Obispo County firefighters were recognized at the annual Firefighter Recognition Dinner on Saturday, March 17th in San Luis Obispo. The dinner honors firefighters across the county for their exemplary service and commitment to their communities. Recipients included Fire Captain Paramedic Ryan Gobbler, Fire Apparatus Engineer Andrew Gertz, and Firefighter Jack Hoy of CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo. A $2,500 donation was also made to the Alice and Rush Burn Foundation, supporting burn survivors and fire prevention education. San Luis Obispo Police has released a recap of its enhanced safety enforcement zone. During two weekends leading up to and on St. Patrick's Day, the police department would double the fines for noise, unruly gatherings, open containers, and public urination. The police department says this year there was a significant decrease in alcohol-related violations compared to last. Over the past two weekends and on St. Patrick's Day, the police department reports making zero arrests or citations for unruly gatherings, 23 noise violation citations, 3 DUI arrests, 5 drunken public arrests, and 0 minor in possession of alcohol arrests. The police department expresses gratitude to Cal Poly University, the agencies who assisted the Saturday event, and the downtown bars and restaurants that provided a safe environment for the celebration. In sports, for the NBA yesterday, the 76ers beat the Kings 139-118, the Pelicans over the Clippers 105-99, the Lakers beat the Heat 134-126. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Pistons, the Raptors will go against the Nuggets, the Hawks will face the Rockets, the Celtics will go against the Grizzlies. In California news, Governor Gavin Newsom said he supports a proposal to rename Cesar Chavez Day as Farm Workers Day in light of the allegations made against Chavez this past week. This is also part of a larger movement around the state where cities are grappling with memorials honoring the man, streets named after him, and upcoming celebrations. Chavez has been accused of sexually abusing minors and young girls, though many of the allegations remain unknown. A U.S. district judge rejected a Trump administration lawsuit against California regarding laws regulating egg production. The lawsuit targeted three California laws that regulate egg prices and quality of eggs sold in California. The dismissal does not dispute the Trump administration's claim, merely writing that the Trump administration lacked standing to challenge the state laws governing the production, sale, and shipment of eggs. Due to the record-breaking heat wave hitting California, the snowpack is melting and filling rivers and reservoirs. About a third of California's water supply comes from the Sierra Nevada snowpack, a vital source of spring and summer runoff when the state needs water. But due to the heat wave, the Sierra Nevada has dropped to 38% of average for mid-March. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Richard Fordyce talks about the newly released Farm Bridge Assistance Program and why it falls outside the Farm Bill and how it serves as a short-term stabilizer for producers.
One of the reasons we use Bridge in the title of the program is it's our hope that these payments, while we know that they do not make farmers whole, all of the payment rates by commodity, that does not make up the delta between the cost of production and the price folks are getting for their crops. But it is assistance, it is help, and the idea is that it bridges farmers to the place where we have fully implemented the One Big Beautiful Bill provisions.
Fordyce says that while the administration pushed hard for a farm bill, the One Big Beautiful Bill was able to address several major priorities. But he is quick to note it is still no substitute for a full farm bill.
And so I guess the One Big Beautiful Bill was kind of part tax bill, kind of part farm bill. Certainly there's still work to be done on a farm bill. The administration fully supports that. You know, from our position, we will offer any technical assistance that's asked for from the Hill, from the committees as they navigate through, writing a farm bill.
USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Richard Fordyce.
Ranchers, if you're looking for bulls to perform at high altitudes, don't miss the University of Wyoming's High Altitude Bull Test Sale and Field Day coming up Saturday, March 28th in Laramie at the UW Research and Extension Center. View bulls at 9, bull efficiency and market outlook at 10, lunch at noon, sale time 1 o'clock. This year selling 57 performance and PAP-tested bulls from 12 consigners, including Angus, Sim-Angus, Simmental, Hereford, and Charlay. Schedule, catalog, and online bidding at dbauction.com.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional event happening March 25th through the 27th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from construction equipment and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. Again, that's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbaril and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Beginning this season, processing tomato growers, haulers, and harvesters will come under mandatory state compliance agreements designed to contain and manage the parasitic weed broom rape. The California Department of Food and Agriculture introduced the agreements, which spell out equipment sanitation and broom rape risks, just before the 2025 season, as well as part of a soft launch. This season, the agreements will be required to be signed by all parties before tomatoes are moved from a field, said Michelle Dennis, CDFA Integrated Pest Control Branch Chief. The reason for the tough stance is the potential economic impact the weed poses to the state's processing tomato industry, said Brad Hansen, a University of California Cooperative Extension weed specialist. It means you can go from a pretty small problem to a pretty big problem in short order, he said. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay, GoodLawNews.tv. Traffic Report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s, west-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with low 50s, south-southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine and clouds tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny skies Monday through Thursday, partly cloudy Friday next week. Upper 80s Sunday and Monday, low 90s on Tuesday, upper 80s Wednesday, mid-80s on Thursday, 84 a week from today. Currently, it is 55 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened lower. The major averages appear to be heading for a losing week, though crude oil prices have moderated since spiking yesterday. Brent crude, the global benchmark, is at $108 a barrel. It's quadruple witching day when many options and futures contracts expire. Trading can be volatile. FedEx reported much better than expected business for the recent quarter, and it's optimistic about this year. FedEx shares opened up 5%, but Supermicrocomputer shares opened down 27% after the U.S. government accused two employees and a contractor of helping to smuggle devices with high-end NVIDIA chips into China. The company itself is not being accused. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morro Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said. And we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But yeah, no, we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten. Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcome spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real. Look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Spring into wellness and start on the right foot. Just like Allegretto Vineyard grapes begin their journey from the ground up, so does your wellness journey. Receive a complimentary rejuvenating foot treatment with any 90-minute spa service throughout the month of March. A soothing special treatment for your feet. Book now and step into the season renewed at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero, El Camino Real. 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL, on this Friday edition, all here on The Right Choice, KPRL, as we're ready to go, I think. Yes, indeed. Yep. Yeah, most of the things work. Except the satellite's not hooked up. Just found that out.
The Morning Exchange.
And the ground I am walking, the air that I breathe, are shared at those moments with
The Morning Exchange.
Alrighty, I won't forget this Friday, but I have the winner for the gift certificate from Joe's Place, one of the qualifiers this week, and it is Mr. Bob Johnson. Bob, you got yourself the ticket. Just call ahead, 238-1230, and be careful when you're driving down the street, Spring Street, because they're out there watching, which I actually kind of like it, and make sure you have at least a four-wheel drive to when you're coming down Oak Street, because the road is pitiful. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. I want to talk about Cesar Chavez for a minute. All of a sudden, overnight, we found somebody who's now accusing the stalwart of immigration and no illegal immigration, guilty of a number of crimes that he can no longer answer to. When somebody probably was going to point out the fact that Cesar Chavez was vehemently opposed to illegal immigration. Now, you might find that strange because he was a farm labor leader. Well, it's not that strange because he wanted the people from Mexico to be able to work here, just like they did during the war, by the way. That's why we had the act that we had, the Farm Workers Act, that bonded every worker that came to the United States legally to work, bonded them, which meant if they didn't get their money, they could go to a bank in Mexico and retrieve it. So that was the circumstance for Cesar Chavez when he decided to become the person to go to. And heretofore, he has been the person to go to. But all of a sudden, because he has now been identified as one of the most vehement opponents to illegal immigration, he's been found guilty by innuendo, if nothing else, guilty of all these heinous crimes against even children. I'm sorry, I like the old Cesar Chavez myself, and I'm not going to buy this one because they need to denigrate Cesar Chavez because he was an illegal alien opponent and held rallies in San Diego, more than several rallies regarding illegal immigration. So now you know who Cesar Chavez was. Does he fit into the new curriculum for a labor leader? Well, maybe not.
You know, one of the things, one of the ladies, it goes back 60 years. 60 years. And,
that's,
you know,
the main lady.
Right. Which, you know, I found that, you know, again, if it's true, it's obviously it's horrendous. But, you know, it's the first thing I thought. Well, 60 years. And she gave the explanation. And you can buy into that a little bit. But again, we're talking in a court of law, would allegations fly?
Correct. There better be DNA involved also. How are you going to do that? Caesar's gone. You can't get his DNA.
Well, you can't even get his response.
No. No response. He's the perfect person to attack. No question about that. Cesar Chavez was, some loved him, some hated him. This depends on where you come from. But he did get a whole bunch of illegal farm activities regarding workers from Mexico done. He got those passed, and he got farm work. He was more of a hero to farm workers than you'd care to imagine. If you ever study the man, you'll find that out. But the bottom line here is we now have to denigrate him. You mean to tell me that for all the years that Cesar Chavez was held up as the leader of the farm workers union, that people, the same woman that from 60 years ago, was there? Where has she been? Where has this accusation been for 60 years?
Well, again, she, from what I read little of, is that she was concerned at many levels, which, again, if you go back 60 years, you can, you know, somewhat buy into that, and the activity of many people, not just allegedly Cesar Chavez, where people were frightened to come forward, or even in some cases, certain types of behavior were, shall we say, expected?
Apparently so.
You know, one of the things, though, so can anybody come out of the woodwork now and make an allegations against somebody that's dead?
Yes. Apparently that's the new hobby, filing cases of sexual harassment against dead people. Hello?
Well, could we go back? Can we then do the same with John Kennedy? Can we do the same thing with Martin Luther King? Can we, you know, the list could be almost endless. And let's just, you know, like we did a few years ago, just start taking the names based on allegations, taking names off plaques and so forth.
That's correct. That we're going to remove Cesar Chavez's name is in a whole bunch of places around the country. But now we have to eliminate him. We have to drive him out of existence. He was never here. That's what we're going to do to Cesar Chavez. How about all of the survivors of Harvey Weinstein? How's that one going to end up based on the same allegations that you have here? We don't know if that exists, but I'm sure somebody will find out Probably Gavin Newsom's wife. She's one of them. The bottom line here is you're going to destroy a man who can't respond based on basically one allegation. And now all of a sudden people are coming out of the woodwork. Right. Where have they been for 60 years? The man has been here and impressing people, or trying to, every year for until he died.
Yeah,
he didn't hide. He wasn't hiding from anyone. Where was she? Where were they for 60 years?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Well, look at the recent allegations against Kavanaugh. They were allegations, but they were able to go, you know, in front and, you know, disprove this lady. But the allegations from somebody who's been dead since 1993.
Exactly.
And as I pointed out early this morning, I think it's somewhat ridiculous. Okay, you want to honor the man, that's fine, but who gets the day off? The state workers and public employees get the day off. You think the farm workers are going to get the day off and be paid?
They don't want the day off.
Well, I don't know if they do.
There's 10 of them on the grid in the vineyard behind me right now.
Well, I don't know if they do or they don't, but my point is, so the state workers are the priorities. They get the day off.
Yes. The farm workers, I can look out my kitchen window and tell you they are working today.
Well, today's not the holiday.
I know. We'll see. We'll see how all this goes. We needed to get Cesar Chavez out of the limelight because we have to reinstate illegal immigration next time there's a Democrat in the White House. I'm not for illegal immigration. I am for legal immigration. And by the way, most of the countries that these people are coming from don't allow immigration. You can find that out if you read too.
Well, that doesn't take much, because I brought up the facts the other day that most, you know what we would call quote unquote civilized societies in the rest of the world. Guess what? They require voter ID in some form.
Yes, yes, they do.
Imagine that.
Well, that's true. They even have methods. I've been to Costa Rica during an election. It's quite something to watch. You know, they nationalize all the ground transportation, no air transportation, but ground. They have to go back to where they registered in order to vote, because they don't have, or didn't have at that time anyway. No, they didn't have computer systems and all that in the jungle. So, but people still voted in the jungle, and they had to accommodate that, so they just nationalized all the buses and trains. And it's quite something to watch. People will travel back to their hometown to vote. They go through all that to vote. It's very important to them. Very patriotic country. They have an 80-85% voter turnout.
Okay.
Try that against ours, 40%.
Well, as I've said, and I will continue to say until I become a dirt sandwich, I'm not one who wants to see everybody vote.
Well, I never heard that argument until I listened to you, and you're right. There's people we don't want to vote.
And not necessarily just because of where I think they may vote. They're not informed.
That's correct.
You're not informed. So
they're informed by a 5-minute or a 5-second radio spot or television commercial.
Well, don't get down on radio spots, sir. You could say television or the fish wrap. But anyway, I got a call.
We'll talk soon.
Hi, good morning.
Well, don't get...
Hey, good morning, guys. Can we change the subject?
Yes, that's why it's freedom of speech.
Thank you. So I'm looking for, I guess, information, explanation, and I'd like to start off with a question for you specifically, Kevin. For your homeowner's insurance, are you on the California FAIR plan?
No.
Okay, good, good. Very glad to hear that. So I recently got my policy renewal, nor am I on the California FAIR plan, but included in the renewal is a short letter informing me that for those folks that are on the California FAIR plan, and I'm going to paraphrase here, if they suffer a loss and that whatever insurance company is providing their insurance is having trouble paying that loss, then the insurance company will be able to go around to the other insurance companies and policyholders that are not on the California FAIR plan to subsidize the payment of the losses. Does that make sense? That's kind of tangled up.
So the rest of us would have to subsidize.
Correct. That's the way I understand it. I've read it a dozen times, and I'm hoping someone more knowledgeable than me can call in and say, oh, no, you don't have to pay. Although that's not what it says. It says right here, I'll read real quickly, FAIR plans member insurance companies may collect a temporary supplemental fee to recover a portion of these assessments. The assessments are for the, you know, paying the claims.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says that this fee is not a premium increase. So in other words, it's over and above what you pay as your premium.
But we would
get to help.
Okay, so is the California FAIR plan, is it kind of a last resort and nobody else will insure you, so you have to go to them?
That's what I understand, yes. You know, an example would be if you live way out in the country and, you know, it takes the fire truck 30 minutes to get there, and your structures would burn down before the fire truck got there. That's an example. That's my example. So, again, if someone can enlighten me on this, that would be awesome.
So, did you have to go to the FAIR plan because your insurance company canceled you?
No, I'm not on the FAIR plan.
Oh, you're not.
This notice was included with my insurance renewal policy.
Okay. Well, okay. So, did you say that you live out in a rural area?
No, I do not. I'm saying as an example, that would be someone who would have to use the California FAIR plan because otherwise they can't get insurance.
Okay, well, insurance has become a lot more complicated than it used to be, hasn't it?
Oh, my goodness, not along with everything else. But complicated is one thing, and I'm not justifying that at all, but it gets more than complicated when they start reaching into the pockets of otherwise, you know, regular folks to pay for the irregular folks.
Right. So, you know, again, back to, you know, something that I just mentioned a couple of minutes ago is, so we're seeing more and more that we're subsidizing other people. And no offense, but, you know, you should not, I shouldn't, and you shouldn't subsidize me, should you?
I don't think so. In fact, I'm very convinced that I should not. You know, and we're going to use you as an example. Although, well, no, I'm not going to use you because that's not fair.
I can take it. Go ahead.
Okay, somebody. We'll call him Tom. Tom chooses to live, you know, 45 minutes away from any paved highway because he likes the rural atmosphere and likes to, you know, hear the birds chirping and see the deer and smell the skunks and whatever. But then when he goes to buy homeowner's insurance, the insurance company is going to say, well, Tom, you know, if your place catches on fire, there's no way it's going to be extinguished in time. We can't get, you know, the fire truck can't get there in time. So we're not going to be able to provide regular homeowners insurance for you. You're going to have to use this California FAIR plan.
Okay, so it's a way of discouraging, because my understanding is the California FAIR plan could be more expensive. But, you know, this is somewhat sarcastic. But the reason why Tom lives out in that area is for many reasons, but one of them is the reasons I do. I don't want to be around people who think I should have to subsidize their lives. They make me sick to drive. It would make me sick to drive by their property, and even if they wanted to have a conversation with me, I don't want to be around those type of people. We subsidize enough stuff that we're barely aware of. You know, I've brought up a couple examples in the last few days of this nonsense. You know, here's something else. And again, I know this isn't in all areas, but again, I'll use myself as an example. In Monterey County, where we live, you have to have two tanks for your water. One, the obvious one. You know what the other one is for? Fire. So the government mandate, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing. So the government mandates this to have fire. And it also mandates, and again, I'm not saying this is bad, you have to have sprinklers inside the house and inside the garage. Okay, I can live with that. So they're doing that because they want you to minimize the fire risk. And then they say by June 1st, again, I'm not against this, you got to have your place, you know, mowed and everything like that. Nothing wrong with that. Because if you don't, you're going to get fined. But then you do everything that the state does to make it, you know, as safe as possible, again, which is good. And then the insurance comes along and says, we're not going to insure you anymore. So you invested all this money by mandates from the state, and then the insurance company says, we're canceling you. Even if you've never had a claim on your property.
Right. Yeah. Now, the idea of having two water tanks and fire sprinklers in your, you know, in your residence, chances are you knew that before you moved there.
Right.
Or you knew that before you built there. So you make a decision and you go with it.
Yep.
It's totally up to you.
That's right. All right, sir, we got to go, but thank you for bringing it up.
Okay, see ya.
All right, thanks. Let's see here. Real quick here on the email, Kevin, this has to do with Cesar Chavez. In the late 60s, I was very close friends with a young couple who worked for, followed Chavez in the San Juan Bautista area. Never heard of any sexual behavior, but he was brutal physically and mentally. All did his way. Okay, well, thank you for that. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Paso Robles High School varsity cheer team is holding a fundraiser this Easter season to help bring a morning surprise for children and families. The cheer team will be filling yards with colorful plastic eggs filled with candy and small toy items. Families can also choose several package options or request the eggs to be delivered to the front door. Orders must be submitted by April 1st at 8 p.m. San Luis Obispo Police Department has released a recap of its enhanced safety enforcement zone. During the two weekends leading up to and on St. Patrick's Day, the police department would fine those for noise, unruly gatherings, open containers, and public urination double. This year, there was a significant decrease in alcohol-related violations compared to previous ones. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 90s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump vows he'll do whatever's necessary to keep the price of oil in check as 7,800 U.S. strikes continue decimating the Iran regime 3 weeks into Operation Epic Fury.
Nobody even shooting at us.
Energy Secretary Chris Wright tells Fox Business.
The market has seen that the United States is going to be very pragmatic here. We have an interruption of oil flows, and we want to fill it every way we can.
Including unfreezing sanctioned Iran oil at sea that will add 2 weeks of supply as the U.S. and allies work to safely open the Strait of Hormuz. Oil down slightly, but gas prices rose another 3 cents. The American family of Jimmy Gracie thanked the world for the kindness and prayers after Spanish police divers recovered the college student's body near the Barcelona nightclub he was last seen on spring break. Say everything points to it being an accidental death. America's listening to Fox News.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
I recently had the county
weather. All righty, still working things out. Weather brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right. Another warm one with plentiful sunshine. The highs in the low 90s. Few passing clouds, otherwise generally clear. Lows in the low 50s. Sunshine and a little bit of clouds. Mid 80s on your Saturday. And we'll throw in Sunday. And what the heck, Monday we'll go up to the upper 80s. Same on Tuesday, Wednesday, mid 80s, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 7. Up and down we go, 7.07 a.m., 7.15 p.m., where it's 58. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the delightful River Oaks community. Don't forget tax day coming up, and it is the appointments can be made at CC Free Tax. That's the ARP folks there, and they got locations in Paso Robles and Atascadero. Paso Robles and Atascadero. So you need to get it done, and you don't necessarily just have to be 55 plus. You can have your young uns too, but just go online and sign up and make sure that you have all the paperwork that they ask for you. It makes it easier and quicker for you as well. From time to time, I'd like to remind you, if your group or nonprofit organization has an event and you'd like us to announce it, or if it's an ongoing event, we'll just put it in rotation and let it go. So get it into us ASAP, at least 2 weeks in advance. And we don't need 16 pages. All you need is just a couple of lines of the important things and where we can reach you, that type of thing. So P.O. Box 7, reception at kprl.com. Or if you want to spend $100 on a stamp, you can put it in P.O. Box. Or, again, if you want to risk a ticket going 26 miles an hour, you can drop it off at 32nd and Oak. All right. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry on Pine Street. Down from the park there, you can book right in, go in, and they're there, and you'll end up having a conversation. Very friendly. All right, Friday's local celebrities, not a long list. Bill Stoll, Jerry Johnson, Sarah Fuller, Ted Ontiveros is having a birthday. He cleaned the car the other day, Ted. No, it was he got it smog checked, but he should clean it and wax it. Doug Ayers is also having a birthday, and Art Franklin. Saturday's local celebrities include Greg Hersel, Margaret Hanson, Shauna Caldwell, Francis Rapp, Christy Aguilar, Janara Blank, Kyle Wright, Wyatt Menicky, Wade Taylor, Wendy Tuttle, Peter Lussier, Caesar Cetus, close enough, John Linder, Charlotte Stinchfield, hey Charlotte, Kevin Grace, we have Amber and Bo Anderson, and my goodness, another anniversary here for Ron and Mary Gentry. My goodness, it doesn't have how many years on this one. No, man. All right, Sundays, Randy Wimberly, Haley Ogden, Kate Picanso, Connie Schoenblum, Suzanne Smiley, Cheryl Clements having a birthday, Angel Robinson, Mary Swenson, Ross Elliott, and Carson Gary and Lee Norman. I think she moved out of the area, if I'm not mistaken. All righty, on my right-hand side, let's see who is on the list. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. Where are we? Oh, Uncle Joe moving kind of slow. Edgar Buchanan from Petticoat Junction. 1903, 1979, B.F. Skinner. Cuckoo. 1904, 1990, Ozzie Nelson, The Adventures of. 1906, 1975, Michael Redgrave, The Octa. 1908, 1985. Vera Lynn, The Forces Sweetheart. 1917, 2020. Jack Barry, the game show host, 1918, 1984. Larry Elgart, the band leader, 1922, 2017. Bob and Ray's Ray Goodling, 1922, 1990. Carl Reiner, quite the writer, 1922, 2020. who else? Oh, Hal Linton, Barney Miller, that was a good show. Hal was born in 1931. George Altman, big slugger with the Cubs, 1933, 2025. Avis Moses was a caveman. Jerry Reed, 1937-2008. Susie Darling singer, Robin Luke, 1942. Pat Riley, he played with the University of Kentucky, and you know the rest, 1945. The greatest all-around hockey player ever, Bobby Orr, 1948. Pretty good tight end out of Oklahoma. He was a linebacker. Steve Zabel, 1948. William Hurt, the actor, 1950-2022. Derek Dickey, pretty good hoopster, 1951-2002. This guy was awesome. Ricky Jackson, Pro Football Hall of Fame linebacker, 1958. Holly Hunter, 1958. Slim Jim Phantom of the Stray Cats, 1961. Kathy Ireland, 1963. Mookie Blaylock, he was good basketball player, 1967. Onward we go. looking here. Jamal Crawford, another good hoopster. He was born in 1980. And Cooper Hoffman, the actor, 2003. All right, passing away on this day, the Applehead, Sir Isaac Newton, 1727. Kenny Rogers, 2020. David Rockefeller, 2017. Chet Hundley, say goodnight, Chet, 1974. And that is it. All right, going to the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. When Bobby Orr was at his peak, he was the best hockey player in the world. No other human was close. It was unbelievable how much better he was than anyone else on the ice. The NHL wasn't good enough for Orr. Too bad there was no higher league. That's how good Bobby Orr was. Again, the greatest all-around hockey player. I ran into a youngster 2 weeks ago at the gym who was a big hockey guy, and I just, went up and I said, who is the greatest all-around hockey player? Within a second, he said Bobby Orr. Because, I'm thinking he's a young guy and he's not going to know Bobby Orr. No, Bobby Orr, when I say all-around hockey player, it's not close. All right, that is it. We've got one more hour to go here on Morning Exchange. All right, there it is. Still learning.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. San Luis Obispo County firefighters were honored at the annual Firefighters Recognition Dinner Saturday, March 17th in San Luis Obispo. The dinner awards firefighters from across the county for their exemplary service and commitment to their communities. Paso Robles School Board's next meeting will be Tuesday, March 24th.
Prior to the regular meeting, the board will conduct a special session regarding the budget at 5 p.m. The board will review enrollment trends, mandated expenditures, and the status of Measure M. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the low 90s, it's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
Bobby Orr was the MVP of the league three straight years, the only defenseman to lead the league in scoring twice in 1970 and 75, and he won the Norris Trophy, Art Ross Trophy, Hart Trophy, Conn Smythe Trophy, all in the same year. Unbelievable. Oh, and, you know, he won two Stanley Cup championships. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.